Let's do it.
Okay, council meeting for Tuesday, June the 8th, 2021 is called to order. Invocation by Councilman Johnny Blaylock, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
If you'll pray with me. Heavenly Father, it has been a difficult week for many in our county and area with recent deaths and loss. Sadness can oftentimes be overwhelming. Envelop us with the peace and comfort only you can provide. We know that you are always with us and that your love never ceases. Help us to find refuge in you and trust that you are at work. Tonight, Lord, as we go about the business of the city, grant us wisdom and courage to do what is right for the city of Orange Beach. We thank you for the Orange Beach youth that are represented here tonight and their families. May their accomplishments be the first of many for them on and off the field. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock.
Here.
Councilmember Boyd.
Here.
Mayor Kennan.
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda with two additional items. Resolution authorizing professional services agreement with Marquise Elston and a resolution authorizing transaction relating to Coastal Alabama Beach Development.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Considering the previous minutes of our work session, regular council meeting, and committee of the whole, 5-4-21. There are no objections. The reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. Minutes then approved as written. Announcements. Joni alluded earlier to a really very nice person we lost to a motor vehicle accident. I'll let you say a little bit about it. You work with it.
And the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office has also had a tremendous loss. So please keep these families and in your prayers. And I don't know if I can talk.
Yeah. Well, you know, this has been one crazy summer already. We're on Facebook again, right? So hopefully these folks will share this. It will get around. we're going to have to crack down on whether it be DUIs, careless driving, reckless driving, the speeding in our neighborhoods, loud mufflers, improper lights. We have got to send a message that we're not going to turn this into the Wild Wild West. And I feel like for some reason it's been really chaotic this past couple, 3 weeks. So we are going to, and I hope y'all pass the word around. So if you're speeding in a 15-mile-an-hour zone, you're going to get a ticket. And I went and sat by some of our radar signs, and I was just amazed at the speeds I was seeing in our neighborhoods. I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. I've sat out there on Talladega, on Canal Road, in the middle, and the speeds and the type of driving I was seeing was ridiculous. And we've got to make some adjustments and send a message. Hate to do it, we got to send a message that you got to come down here and behave. You got to respect our communities. You got to respect our neighborhoods. You got to respect our voters. So sort of glad we got a big crowd to spread the word. Because the first person is going to be a ticket, probably going to be my next-door neighbor, and they're going to call me. So, but we have got to get serious with it.
Hopefully it's just a ticket and not a loss of life.
Yeah. I could not imagine losing someone to a drunk driver. I could not imagine.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would be in jail the next day. So, but anyway, anybody else got any other announcements?
Why don't you mention the danger of rip currents just while we're talking about it, and it puts everybody in danger.
Okay.
Just with the loss of Sheriff Smith and the issue of the rescue, you know, we watch our lifeguards and our firemen and policemen every day trying to rescue people that don't need to be in the water. So try to encourage people, because Facebook is a double-edged sword, and it has many good things, but it also has many bad things. And one of the things that people are constantly trying to see is it safe? Is it safe to do this? Is it safe to do that? Well, when it's red flags, they don't need to be in the water. And when they come down here from a lake and they see these rip currents, they don't understand what this water can do. And that's an example of it puts our people in jeopardy. And we need to always remind people. So our firemen, our lifeguards, and our policemen, and all those that are on the beaches are very important to us, as well as the tourists and the locals. So it's just a constant reminder. I do believe Chief Brown was saying, I think the service is probably going to be Saturday for Sheriff Smith.
Yes.
So that's an example of an outpouring there. For the ones that Joni was mentioning, these situations were in Escambia, Florida. So we're going to try to do our best to work with all the agencies, to, especially these areas where late at night when workers are just going home, just trying to get home safely, and that's part of the challenge.
Another thing we're going to have to crack down on is if you're in the water with red flags, we've got to start writing tickets. It's putting people at risk. So, okie doke. Anybody else? Anything upbeat? Anything going on?
Floribama fishing tournament is this weekend, and kind of the kickoff.
Good.
Reminder, if your neighbors are cleaning snapper, to have, ask them to please dispose of them in a dumpster, not in a canal. And it is an ordinance, and it makes our canals pretty bad. But we are looking at two good weekends of snapper season, so that's good. We're at 100% capacity. So let me just remind us that we could talk about the drive-in and all the stuff that goes on, but also want to remind everybody, students, workers, we're also the ambassadors to the face of the city. And the tourists are the reason we have such great schools, and we have such great parks, and we have people picking up our trash every day. So just remember to be nice to them, and remember that you are the face of this city, and we are grateful to have them here as well. And we are at a peak for the season, and we're glad they're here. We're glad they're chosen Orange Beach.
I want to add to that, too. The employees that we have here, please thank them for working, because there's a whole bunch of bums out there not working. And I sure do appreciate those that are. And please show patience with them and let them know you appreciate them.
Yeah. 7 days a week.
They're good folks. Yeah.
Seven days a week.
Yeah, exactly. And we appreciate them very, very much. So.
But, Mayor, you wanted an uptick. The Lady Makos
are in the house.
They are uptick, and they are in the house.
Shane, would you like to come up? Coach Alexander, Coach Hutto, Coach Jody. Coach McClain. All y'all, come on up here, man. I know, this is old hat. Okay, I get it. I know.
Give them a mic, Chris.
Get on the mic.
We need a mic.
Just give them a mic.
Yeah, we won't get pictures of everybody up front, for sure. But
don't be shy.
Since when have you been shy, David? I need some jumps or something, buddy. Let me see a kick.
David, if you speak, I'm putting a timer for 3 minutes on those. I remember your retirement.
It almost went to my retirement.
Well, first of all, thank you for having us. And we appreciate everything you do for us, and especially for these young ladies. You have a special group here.
Yes, amen. We do.
A very special group. I've been doing this. This is my 24th year. I've never had a group like this. And I've had some good teams. And we knew they were young, but we challenged them. We took them from Huntsville, Alabama, to Birmingham, and as we've told them, we threw them in the deep end. And they can swim.
Yes. Yes.
And we challenged them. We didn't set a schedule of 2A schools, small schools. No, we played the 6A and 7A schedule.
Yes.
And I think Coach would agree, I think the night they beat 7A Hoover, I think they realized, hey, there's something special here.
Yes.
And we kept telling them, you're good enough. You're good enough. And I think they, you know, there's such a joy to coach. I know after the state tournament, we were having withdrawals from not being around them. It's such a family. It's kind of a family, even with the parents. I've never been around a group where the parents and the players and everybody, it was perfect, a perfect ending. And they made history.
That's right.
They made Alabama High School history.
That's right.
A first-year program to win a state championship. We knew they were good, and our goal, I'll be honest, was if we could make it to state, that would be great. But then we got to state, and we kept saying, well, why not us? Why not? And they bought in, and, you know, they were gritty. That first day, they had to play three games. They were tired. They were sore. And then a magical end to a magical season to win a state championship. And I can promise you this, you're not done hearing about these young ladies. I promise you, they are a special group.
Yes.
At least.
Three more.
Again, this time last year. But we couldn't do it without your support. Previous school I was at, we had won a state championship or two. I've never seen anything coming down the Beach Express with the police escort and the. I've never been involved with anything like that, and I want to say thank you. These ladies deserve it, and we're not done celebrating them, and we got a few things lined up this summer where we're going to go talk about them some more. But they're a special group. Not only are they special softball players, they're special kids. They're quality kids, and I love them to death. I love them to death, and I've missed them. And workout started today, and we're gonna start working again for next year. But thank you for having us. We brought the trophy. I was hoping we could get some pictures.
Yes.
And let's celebrate these young ladies.
Coach, I know it's easy for us to recognize, and they are a fabulous group. It is a history and rhetorical making. But also, they went through a lot of. I mean, softball is a tough sport, and so they. I know it was a lot of pain. You had probably a lot of soreness. You had think. You know, why can I even make it to the next game? But they endured all of that, and I think good leadership is what keeps them. So we say thank you.
I have the best coaching staff in the state. I do. I have the best parents in the state.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
and
yes.
I don't have a problem saying that. And I've got the best players. I don't care what classification they are. We played three nationally ranked teams. They weren't scared. We've played, of our nine losses, eight of those were from either, you know, 6A, 7A schools that were ranked in the top five, and not once did they back down. They're gritty. And as Justine, our pitcher, I'd always ask her, I said, Justine, you good? She said, Coach, I'm good. I said, I know you are. So they're a wonderful group. There ain't no doubt. But thank you for having us. And
may I say, Lady Makos, you are exactly for whom we work so hard. You have made us so proud, not just in winning the state championship, but the way you conduct yourself and your beautiful smiles and your healthy attitude. Thank you. Thank you all so much.
I wish I could say that on a day-to-day basis. I don't like the same thing.
Can the whole team stand up?
Absolutely.
Come on up.
Have them down here across the front, and the mayor and council will stand up, and we'll get a picture of the whole group.
keep pushing in. Turn to the side and push in a little closer.
Stand a little sideways.
There you go.
Scrunch in over here.
Scrunch in. Scrunch in.
Yeah.
Don't you come stand up here.
Yeah,
so he's out of here. Get right up in here. Yeah. There's not enough room. Come on.
Come on.
Come on up.
Come on, Shane.
Man, we need to let
him.
Yeah, I know. That's okay. We'll be in order.
Coach, come stand right here in the center.
In the center.
Come on. Come stand right here in the center.
There you go.
And I can't hold this gut in much longer.
David, do y'all need to come up here?
Where's the trophy?
There we go.
Got it. There we go. Tell us where you're going, guys.
Good job.
Good job. I just got one thing to say, guys. Champs to the left.
That's right.
Champs to the left. That's
champs right. To the left.
Congratulations.
Guys, we'll put
Rachel.
You out of your misery. Y'all can leave if you want. We won't
hold
that against you.
Y'all don't have to stay for the whole council meeting if you want. If y'all want to go ahead and go, you're welcome to. Y'all get to practice.
Thank you. Thank you.
See you.
Yeah. How you gonna do it?
We were in that picture.
Huh? It was in the picture.
It was in it. No, center.
My, y'all did it, man. Rebecca, where's Rebecca? Rebecca. For those, I don't know how many people know Rebecca Mathis, but
yes,
she's one of our employees along with David
exactly.
That worked with them, and I just want to recognize Rebecca. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Okay, there's plenty of seats now.
Nowhere to go but down now. Okay, auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest or within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest and swift supply or within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Do we want Mickey?
Yeah,
now?
That's what I was thinking now. Yeah.
He's got to get to baseball practice. So
that's right. Yeah. Mickey,
that
you're on.
Good.
Mickey Franco with Island Fiber. Again, thank you for having me. Just to add a quick note to those young ladies, not only was I extremely motivated through what they accomplished, but the 12U, the 10U, the 8U, the 6U sports and athletes that are out there on the ball field every day are watching those young ladies practice and cranking softballs over the fence. So they're seeing that as well. Very inspirational, those young ladies are.
Yes.
Another quick note, America's Heroes with Recreation Outdoors in mid-May, we had our Veterans Fishing Tournament. It was a smaller group in comparison to what we did years prior. Prior year, I think we had, before COVID, was 70-plus vets. This year, we had about 32. Out of those 32, a very large portion of them really needed the help. It was a non-alcoholic event, really geared towards the camaraderie and the morale and boosting of those individuals. I can say I believe we saved two lives out of that event and also sent, just go ahead and say it, we sent two to a 45-day rehabilitation center over in Texas that are still active there now. So mm-hmm. Major Lee Stuckey is in town working with the Porch Creek Indian Group this week. I wish he could have been here today. He's the founder of the organization, and it was a fantastic event in May at the Wharf. On the Island Fiber side, good progress update there. Everything from East Canal, from Shore Acres to Perdita Gates, the fiber is installed in the ground and is active. We are now connecting those customers there. Some of you have seen the construction move to the Terry Cove area, and we're within a few weeks of getting our permit finalized. It's a challenge getting a state permit on the state roads, but we've been at that pretty hard for 161, so we're right there in the final days of that. to extend our backbone through 161 to connect Terry Cove and the adjacent neighborhoods. So progress has gone real well. I'd like to thank as many people to thank, but just one to point out, the Bear Point HOA and community has been fantastic to Island Fiber. Our website is listed on their website as they hold their HOA meetings. Island Fiber has been a part of that to some extent here in the past, and I really appreciate Sam Spencer and Grant Nichols for supporting Island Fiber. And beyond that, we look forward to continue the build of the city. My goal at this point, as we continue this project, and we still, as everybody is dealing with anything in construction, still has a little bit of after effects through COVID, but not challenges that we can't overcome. But my goal is, once this is completed, I really believe that we will have the first city in the state, maybe in multiple states, that would have a full residential fiber GPON network available to every residential lot line in the city. So we're working hard towards that. Construction percentage-wise, complete. We're roughly around 55-60% complete with the city. The major neighborhoods have been built out, so we're looking to go towards the other areas in West Canal and finish out 161.
How many you got connected right now?
We hit 600 yesterday, so that's that was one of the milestones we had set with the city. And I think we're still on track to do between 20 and 30 a week as far as our staff is set right now, and we'll keep pushing forward. haven't had many issues really at all. If we've had any questions from the customers, it's been for them to expand the Wi-Fi service on the property, not just through the home, whether it be we're hooking up cabling to generators now where people want to be able to monitor their generator through their Wi-Fi network. We've done docks, piers, extended the services through the homes. And we're able to utilize whether we have to run new infrastructure around the home or utilize the existing infrastructure to add additional access points for Wi-Fi services there. We've been able to do that. So so far, I think it's been great. I know everybody wants it done now, but it takes time. You know, we've got over 175, 180,000 feet of infrastructure that's 30 inches under the ground that this is all running off of, and it takes time to put it in. So.
Well, I know, Mickey, you connected me a week or two ago.
Yes.
But your installation teams are first class. They are very well-mannered, and they are very creative in how to get the issues once they get to a home. New homes are a little different. I mean, you know, a lot of them are already wiring them with Cat 5 cable.
Yes.
But the existing ones are a challenge. And so, but your front teams are very good. They represent Island Fiber well, and they represent the city well.
So thank you very much.
We say thank you.
Appreciate it. Any other questions?
Anyone else?
All right. Well, I got a 12U All-Star practice. Yeah. Thank y'all very
Thanks,
much.
Take care of it.
Good luck with that.
Thanks,
thank you, Mickey.
Got anything, Bert? You good? Huh?
No, sir.
You've learned to know when to shut up. Ain't that right? I'm working on it. So. All right, moving to unfinished business under ordinances, a second reading ordinance, amending ordinance number 172, land use buffering and screening.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Roll call, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
No.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
No.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Second reading, ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, Carib Seaside PUD.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Second reading, ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Sunset Park PUD modification.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion?
Yes, sir, Mayor. After thinking about this when the first time we discussed it, Heritage Trees in Orange Beach, we just don't have many of them left. And our tree ordinance was in effect before this subdivision was even thought about. So I can't in good conscience allow a heritage tree to be destroyed because we have an ordinance that prevents that, and that was in effect long before this came along.
I understand.
Did we ever get any history on...
It's been sold, has it not, at some point?
Yes, it was a previous developer, and I do have Woody Speed, our environmental scientist, yeah, here, who can speak further on this. But since the last discussion, community development staff has spoken to the applicant about potentially redesigning the layout so that the common area on the north side of the property that does not contain a tree, and that was to be either a pool or a playground. I think we landed on kind of a playground area. Perhaps the lots could be moved to that location, and then this location where there's a heritage tree could become the common area. We have not heard back from the applicant, so perhaps it's good that we, not vote, or you could vote negative. It's up to you to give it a chance, give the applicant a chance to look into this. With regard to the history, historically, we looked primarily in subdivisions. We do not allow normally any trees to be removed that are outside of the capital improvements. However, we do recognize that in PUD consideration, we need to, when there are heritage trees, be working closer with the applicant to make sure that the lot layout is such that all measures be taken in order to address the saving of heritage trees. So that's something we will address in the future to a better ability. But I believe with the previous applicant, there was some, they believe that there was some way to save that tree. They weren't anticipating that this was going to prevent them from being able to develop those lots, and this is a new owner that we have at this time.
Okay. How was your suggestion received from the developer?
The suggestion, they said they would look into it and get back with us.
Okay. I have no problem with the
table. Am I correct?
Would yeah. Yeah.
If y'all good with that.
We table allows them the chance to change it. If we vote no, it's off the table.
Well, if we vote no.
If you vote no, then they can go, and actually it sends a strong statement saying that you can go and change it and come back with another modification.
Yeah. Oh,
so
okay.
It's really, it's up to you all.
Well, they can't be that deaf to know what the answer is. We can vote no if y'all want
vote.
To.
Let's take it and vote, please.
Yeah, I mean, they got to know that the answer is no. Okay, call the roll.
Councilmember Silvers?
No.
Councilmember Johnson?
No.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
No.
Councilmember Boyd?
No.
Mayor Kenney?
No. All right, moving to new business under resolutions. A resolution extending the moratorium on issuance of business license for charters, delivery, rental crafts, and public access areas.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
All right, discussion.
Susan, I noticed that you're in the audience, and we have received your email, and we were working on it. It's happening around, not just at your location.
Yeah. I realize that.
And there are checks. And the licensing has made us aware that there are some checkpoints that they have to have some type of safe harbor for licensing.
Yeah, but do you remember when we did the parasail ordinance, we actually made them tie their insurance to the city and make us a named insurer? That way, if they dropped their insurance, we knew. Similar situations, like they'll try to get a permit, and then they may just not have that marina.
Yeah.
So there's not really a checks and balance on it. It's something to do. So we've got an issue, and for those of you who are asking, when the state opened up the boat ramps to be able to allow the duck boat to start utilizing the boat ramps, it opened up the floodgates. And we have charter fishermen coming from everywhere and just using whatever spot they can to fish and pick their people up. We have pontoon boat rentals that are using the boat launches as their base of business. So we have people parking there, they're dropping their boats, people go for the day, they come back. The state hasn't really given us any support. When you take into consideration, we've had charter guys that have been here, like Mr. Shaver or Mr. Chambliss, 20-something years where they pay people to use their docks and to pick up people and to clean fish. And it's just opening up a can of worms for us. And this moratorium is about that as we try to find a resolution to it.
I agree. All right. Any further discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution to reject all bids for the Orange Beach High School turnout.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Resolution awarding the bid for the new boat lift for Marine Police. Advanced Restoration Technologies, $25,818.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with McCullough Architects, Architecture, Professional Service, Renovation, Recreation Center, $25,400.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Sawgrass Consulting, Civil Design, Land Surveying, Construction Engineering, and Inspection for Fire Station Number 5, not to exceed $71,500.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? Can I, something just dawned on me, and I meant to bring that up today. I don't know whether it's best to go ahead and approve it, but just hold off on it until I run this by you. The wharf has interest in our putting the fire station there. And the reason I would entertain it is we don't know what it's going to cost site work wise to put it on the property we've just acquired, whereas it may save us money to put it at the wharf and then just sell that other piece of property, which I think we will do fair on. Just a thought. We can approve it or we can table it for 2 weeks and let me just get a piece of property identified and a price and see if that is a viable alternative.
So we were talking about a new building, though, is that right?
What's that?
At the wharf?
Would be
a new building.
Yeah, it'd be Fire Station 5. Yeah. Okay.
Somewhere
at the wharf. Yeah.
Somewhere there.
Yes.
Okay. I got you.
Mayor, I don't have a problem in 2 weeks, but I know that we've been saying we needed to fast track this.
Yeah.
Because of the deplorable conditions that we see down there.
Right. So I do agree with that. I just
don't have a problem in postponing my nomination for.
Now the other thought is. Okay. The other thought is, we can spend the $71,000 just to get an apples to apples comparison. If we find out we don't have that much site prep, I got a feeling we are. Don't you? It's pretty mucky.
Well, you kind of caught me on that. I think there's a lot of uplands that's just around it, so we're trying to determine the size pad that the chief.
And I'm caught your chief off guard, too, because this just happened. And I just don't want to move forward with an expenditure before we vet all options. And I didn't know if 2 weeks would be too much of a delay, or should we give it the benefit of a two-week evaluation before we spend money?
Just a reminder, we have a meeting next week, and then we don't have another meeting.
Oh, that's right. Okay, well, we could do it in a week.
Which is even better.
Yeah,
that's right. Even better.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't have a problem. Chief, did you want to say something?
Yeah. I'm just going to say, obviously, the fire station is important, but we need to consider options, and I'm okay with that. I mean, obviously, you know, if we can take a look at the site prep and everything else, I think there's a lot of unknowns out there, and I'm okay with that. I mean, we really do need to move forward on the station, but a week or two isn't going to push us way out of bounds by any means. If it gives us an opportunity to explore an option that maybe we didn't consider before. So
move the table. Is that correct?
And it'll be just for 1 week because we meet next week.
Yeah. Well, one other consideration is on the north side of the road. So if you're heading west, it's a right out, which that's why we're there, is to head west. I don't know if the majority of our calls would be to the west, but you're not crossing a 5-lane to go to the west. Yeah. I don't know. But again, you got Captain's Cove, Lauder Place, and all that to the right as well, to east. So right. 6 and 1/2 dozen the other, I guess. Okay. Okay, but we have a motion.
The motion
and a second,
to move the table.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So I'm sorry, Chief. I wish I'd have picked the phone up and called you. I didn't even think about it today. I apologize.
Can I ask one question?
Yes.
But we're still going to move forward moving into the Public Works Office.
Yes.
We're doing that right now. We're close. That's making sure that was.
I'm good with that, yeah.
Yes.
Resolution authorized execution of a task order.
I'm sorry. Did everyone vote?
Yes.
Yes, we did.
Sorry.
Yes, sorry. Land surveying, preliminary civil engineering conceptual site plan and geotech, Orange Beach High School athletic facilities, not to exceed $58,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any further discussion? And we talked about that today. This evaluation is the geotech of the site itself, but the evaluation of the wetlands as the retention pond, saving us money and revac. So, okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of a change order with Rhodes, Inc., Northwest Florida, to add Jupiter Street to 2021 roadway resurfacing, $7,200.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of a change order with EJ Builders, additional electrical work, baseball, softball field, $41,910.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of a change order with John G. Walton, mitigate groundwater conditions related to construction of deceleration lane, Cypress Village, $7,362.30.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution appropriating funds, Orange Beach High School to fund two teaching units, not to exceed $197,621.20.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution appropriating funds to support Orange Beach Elementary School, fund one teaching unit, $80,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution appropriating funds, Baldwin County Board of Education for teacher and coach's salary not to exceed $60,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution amending resolution to authorize purchase of two vehicles for police department, $75,129.40.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution authorizing sole source purchase of control panel, Ono Island Lift Station, $27,591.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing purchase of soccer football scoreboards for Parks and Recreation Department through Sourcewell, $30,073.40.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Okay, discussion? Now, is this for the
two new stadiums? I thought we were going to table this, y'all.
Is this for the two new stadiums?
I believe these are for the two.
Aren't these the two that were going to raise money and possibly improve them?
Well, but what we told them was once the money was raised on the softball. We would move this one to another site, to another field. I think one of these may be football and one soccer.
Yes, definitely two.
They're both football and soccer.
This include the play clock?
Yes, sir.
Play clocks for football.
On both fields.
What's the timeline on that? Are we pressed for time, or do we have some little bit of time?
I think we're actually pressed for time. We're looking at a 6-week build out with about a 2-week delivery.
Okay.
There is quite a long way from just
how long?
Supply chain.
Okay. All right.
I'm
10 weeks. Okay.
Yeah. We got about 10 weeks.
Okay.
I don't want to get into the bleacher situation again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get them.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do we have a second? We do have a second discussion. So all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Moving to ordinances. First reading. Ordinance further amending chapter 22.
I'm sorry. I think we skipped a page.
Did I?
There are the two additions. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I not put the addition on? Okay, hang on.
Can you read the screen?
The addition is resolution authorizing execution of a professional services agreement with Marquise Elston for speed, strength, and agility training for the Expect Excellence program.
Okay, that sounds good.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
And then the next is resolution authorizing transactions relating to the coastal beach development.
Have a motion.
I move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Second. Do we need to discuss this any?
Yeah, that's are there any questions? I think we're just going through the dotting I's, crossing the T's.
I read it.
Wanda sent us over six pages again.
Yeah, I mean, I read it. I understand what.
Okay.
It's not the second.
There's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
I think we got it.
And it has been a lot of moving parts.
Yeah. So okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Moving to ordinances of first reading. Ordinance further amending code of ordinances to change the official polling site for municipal elections.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules and allow for immediate consideration of the ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please. Any discussion?
Well, I just want to make sure about we'll be moving the polling place from the community center to the event center, which makes so much more sense with more parking and easier way to get in and out. But we're not going to do it until the election of 2024 because we've got conflicts with the event center in the dates for 2022. And it's conflicts that was just hard for us to break. So we said we'll start this. Baldwin County is going to set up a polling place on Ono Island. So that's going to ease some of the crowding at the community center for 2022. So, but this will be for 2024, the elections of 2024, and from then on.
2025, we got an extra year.
No. 24 is a
presidential.
Yeah, presidential.
Election. Hope we get a big turnout for that.
Yeah.
2025 will be municipality elections. No comment there. But it's 2024.
Yeah.
I'm going to clarify.
Exactly.
Presidential election. Very important. Very important. And Angela, thank you. Because we have some existing contracts we can't get out of.
Yes. Right. And thank you, Angela, for.
Any further discussion? All right. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. All right. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Don't we have to say we're going into executive session?
Not yet.
That's committee of the whole.
Okay.
Committee of the whole. So we'll go straight to committee of the whole. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Call the committee of the whole meeting for Tuesday, June 8th to order. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Set up a public hearing, vacation of right-of-way, Andrews Lane, 8-3-2021. Y'all good?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right, let's see. I'm just going to read through these. Y'all stop me on anything you want to talk about. Resolution authorizing execution of a deed of city property to Baldwin County for Russian Road right-of-way.
What is this? This is the property that we already own. This is an agreement for us.
They're going
to pave the road.
They're going.
That's what I'm going.
There's currently no right-of-way over Russian Road.
Right.
They've got prescriptive right-of-way.
Prescriptive.
And they're requesting additional right-of-way in order to properly pave and provide the capital improvements in support of the roadway. And it equates to about an acre. I think it's like less than half acre on the public works site on the north side. The vacant site, it's a really small amount. And then the gun range site on the west side, I think that's close to less than half an acre.
So are they actually going to pave all the way to the end of Russian Road?
They're going to, do the east-west and then head south. So that's we're going to benefit from having a paved road. So it's a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a good thing.
That's right. And you did say we do have a gun range coming, so be patient with us.
Yeah. And it'll be on a paved road, yes.
No, I'm glad you did. No. Absolutely.
No, we praise you for that.
We're going to
put
a big billboard up there.
We're waiting.
Gun range coming.
That cat's out of the bag.
Then we're going to pass an ordinance that everybody in Orange Beach has to carry a gun. That's right.
Yeah.
We're going to protect our bubble.
Just one, now. Yeah.
All right. Resolution amending the employee's pay plan, add the position of building and fire plans examiner. Resolution authorizes a franchise renewal, Gulf Logistics, Gulf Limousine, operator taxi limousine service in Orange Beach, Resolution, professional service agreement, Watermark Design Architectural Services. Resolution, task order, Watermark Design. Design bid construction administration services for roof repair replacement for city facilities following the April 10, 2021 hailstorm, $55,434. We have a bunch of roof damage, so it's going to be expensive, so we've got to get the right people out there to create the right bid packages. So, resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Thompson Engineering, perform design bid construction administration services, repair replacement, waterfront park pier, following Hurricane Sally, $44,800. So we're working on the pier. We're hoping FEMA's going to take care of 75% of it. If they do, the state will take care of the other 12. And I was looking for Ford to make sure. Okay, right there where you always are. But the point being is, once we get the okay, we're talking about a very expensive pier, then we want to put it back just like it is. And that was our goal, is to see if FEMA would help us. So hopefully what's that, 87%, something like 87.5%. That will be reimbursed to us. We'll pay the other 12 to build it back as it is. Same footprint, right? Okay. Resolution authorizing the execution of task order Thompson Engineering, design, bid, construction, repair, replacement, waterfront park pier. Is that the one I just read? I'm sorry. Okay, moving to ordinances, public hearing, first reading, Port Washington PUD, June 15th, 2021. Y'all good with that?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, we'll open the floor to anybody that's got questions, thoughts, concerns. Comments? Yes, sir. Mr. Bill.
I like those shorts, Bill.
I was going to say, you snack
very much.
Very, very.
I borrowed these from Elvis.
Yeah. That's what he wears when he's asking for money.
Right. Council Mayor, I come to you all tonight as an unofficial honorary member of the Orange Beach Fire and Rescue Ladies Auxiliary.
Hmm. Are you sure? Like,
are you their mascot?
Unofficial.
Oh, okay.
Unofficial. Honorary. But I want you all to know, and this gentleman here will know this, during the last holiday and for many holidays in the past, the Ladies Auxiliary have taken grab-and-go sandwiches to all the fire departments and first responders. They've been doing that for years. Years. And I think... not only that, they do the deal with the Christmas, with the kits. Mm-hmm. Anytime you all see those ladies out there selling chances on a basket, a baked stale, please, please help them out. They do such good things.
They do.
Also, I have one more thing I'd like to mention. For the first time tonight, the Friends of the Art executive meeting, we have elected our first person out of the Performing Arts Center, Performing Arts side. And that would be Deb Smith. He
yes.
has just learned that that has happened, but he is now a member of our board.
Congratulations.
Jeb, were you in attendance of that meeting?
I was not.
Oh, okay. Now we know.
I was there.
Now?
No, it was unanimous.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Jeb.
See, Jeb, that's what happens when you don't attend some certain meetings. They figure out who's not there and present, and they get you nominated.
You deserve it, Jeb. Good job. Mm. And, Bill, thank you all for recognizing the performing side. Appreciate that, buddy. Not all of us can paint. You know, so thank you. I need you to remind us to follow up on the dolphin and the shark. Okay.
And,
I'm serious because it slipped off mine. Okay.
Yeah. You'll get vocal after the pier's finished.
We're trying to get the pier done because we know it's going to be right.
Yeah.
There was another good uptick story. Did any of y'all see the story of Johnny Fisher and his brother saving the turtle, the fishing pole? That's an incredible story. They're coming out of Pensacola Pass. Turtle had a hook in it, stuck to a fishing pole. They brought it in the boat, got it out, released it. And it was good to see him on the Facebook, and it was good to see that story.
I didn't know that, so that's a good story. Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. That is a very good uptick.
That's really cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Can we promote that? Okay. All right. Anyone else? Anything else?
That appears to be heavy.
Sir?
What'd you say?
Traffic appears to be heavy.
Say, Keen,
I got you.
Alan, I don't understand where you're talking about.
Yeah. Thank you, Tracy. An unbelievable staff that takes great pride in the city of Orange Beach. And that's a big deal.
Yeah. Thank you, Tracy.
So.
And hats off to staff, like the mayor says, because they make it happen. Yeah. We just come up here.
It's funny. It takes about three years after moving here to fully forget just how great it is and where you came from. Then all you see is the warts. So, all right. Anybody else? Okay. Then I'm going to entertain a motion to go into executive session following Wanda's disclaimer.
The executive session is for the purposes of discussing litigation. I'm licensed to practice law in Alabama, and I am giving this certification that it's okay for you to do that under the Alabama Open Meetings Act. How about that?
As an elected official in Alabama, I would motion to go in.
Thank you.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And you-